What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled "The Collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank. Is the Jews telling you that your financial tyranny will soon be here?" So as you guys know, Silicon Valley Bank, which was considered one of the best banks in all of America as recently as a couple of weeks ago, newspapers and newscasters like Jim Cramer were saying how amazing of a bank it is, and you should go invest with them and put your money with them. And in less than 48 hours, this bank collapsed. Now, you guys are probably wondering, why the hell did he use a thumbnail of Netanyahu? That's because Silicon Valley Bank had a branch in the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. Guys, I can end the video right here, right now, because what did I tell you guys? Whenever there's a catastrophe and there's a Jew in there somewhere, that right there is your problem. So, before we continue with the video, we need to understand how banking works, okay? You go to a bank and you say, "Hey bank, I'm gonna give you $100. That's my money, I'm gonna deposit that money with you," okay? Now the bank, like most banks, they'll probably charge you a monthly fee of, say, $5. So you come back next month and you say, "Hey bank, I want my money." The bank will be like, "Okay, here's your $95 after we take out our service fee." All right, cool. Now, giving you a idea of how this works is MGTOW.TV. Now, when you guys put $100 on your wallet in MGTOW.TV and you say Super Chat TFM $100, you know, after we take our fee, TFM will have like $89.70. That's his money. I pay it out to him end of the month. Some content creators get paid out on a weekly basis, some whenever they feel like it, depending on the best practices they like for taxing, accounting, and all that good stuff, right? So imagine this, okay? Imagine you super chatted TFM $100, of which he gets $89.70, and I decide to take that money and go spend it on booze, drugs, alcohol, and women. TFM is not going to be a happy camper, right? This is exactly how the Jews operate, okay? Now, me, on the other hand, the content creator's money is their money. I don't touch content creator's money. Any content creator who has a balance, whether it's, you know, $1 or $1,000, can come up to me and say, "Yo, Omar, I want my money now." No problem. It's your money. I'm saving it for you. Now, the Jews, on the other hand, they use something called fractional reserve. Fractional reserve is the idea that not everybody is going to demand their money at the same time. So let's say I am going to take money from MGTOW.TV that belongs to the content creators, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to, you know, spend it on women, booze, drugs, knowing full well that the vast majority of people are not going to demand their money at the same time. That's immoral, okay? In fact, when I pay out content creators, let's say a content creator has $1.72345 in their bank account. Now, as you guys know, cents are three digits, right? When one light goes out, the other one goes out. They're timed lights, and you have to be time sensitive with them. We're going to be doing this all day, I guess. So let's say I owe somebody 1.723456 cents, right? That's $1.72, right? But since it has a number behind the 72, even if it's a small number like one, as you guys know, You hopefully been taught that you round either up or down, okay? But in my case, if it's 1.7234567 8, I round the 72 cents up to 73 cents. And the reason behind it is that if I owe you $1.72 and 3, 4, 5, decimal points or whatever the hell that is, I'm not a math genius by any means, and I give you 72 cents, I'm causing you injustice, okay? So I would much rather, lose, like 80% of a penny, even though our profit margins are super duper thin. I'm talking about, 1 or 2%, we can actually end up losing money. But this just goes to show you that on my end, I don't want to cause you injustice, even though a content creator doesn't care about losing out on like a quarter of a penny, right? But with the Jews, they have no respect for you. This is why they do fractional reserve, okay? So what happened with Silicon Valley Bank, as you guys probably know by now, first of all, guys, I'm doing this video Monday night, Monday morning, okay? Like 3 in the morning, right? I'm doing this purposely before the markets open. And the reason behind it is that I want to kind of like predict what's going to happen. When the markets open in a couple of hours, is there going to be a run on the banks? Is there going to be a shutdown of the stock markets? What's going to happen in a couple of hours when the markets open, right? We don't know. So I'm going to speculate a little bit. And also at the same time, I'm going to let you know what will eventually end up happening and what happened. Now, like TFM said, the government wants to establish a digital currency, central bank digital currency, in April, like 3 weeks from now, right? So they need a false flag operation, kind of like how the government wanted 9/11 so they can bring in, TSA, Homeland Security, Patriot Act. The government needs a false flag operation to bring in CBDC. Here's what's gonna happen, right? The government is gonna come out and they're gonna say, "Oh my God, Silicon Valley Bank, they were so good, and everybody was talking about how amazing they were, and they had a diversified team of an all-female administrative team. They were the perfect, they were the best, but they went bust. So that means we, the government, have to step in and take over the banking system because, we're the government and you can trust us." Trust and believe, guys, the government, they may not do it with this particular false flag operation, but this particular false flag operation can simply be a dominoes effect for other banks that will go down, and the government is going to be like, "Gee, Whitakers, we never saw this coming." No, they saw this coming. They know that this is coming. The government knew this was going to happen, okay? The people behind the bank knew this was going to happen, okay? Now, the stupid woman who were running the bank, they have no idea what's going on. They're fucking women, okay? This is why we Jews put women in charge, okay? We Jews put women in charge because they're dumb, they're stupid, they're easily taken advantage of. And guess what, guys? Women don't go to prison. Like Aaron Clary said, white women don't go to prison. So these white women, and I think they had like a Persian-looking woman run the bank, they're gonna come out and they're gonna say, "Oh, we thought we were doing the best for to fight racism and all that bullshit." Again, women are stupid idiots, okay? This is why we Jews put women in charge, because they'll do whatever you tell them to do, and they're fucking retarded. They don't know any better. That's just female nature, okay, guys? Women are fucking stupid. Even the Prophet Muhammad, 1400 years ago, said women are inherently, morally, and intellectually defective. sufficient. Okay, so they knew it back then, they knew it before Muhammad, you know, they know it now. Women are stupid. This is why Jews love women, because they're easily manipulated, taken advantage of, and at the end of the day, women don't go to jail. Kind of like the woman who had a 13-year-old who raped a 13-year-old boy. He got her pregnant. She's not going to jail. And if anything, that guy's probably gonna owe her back child support when he fucking turns 18. So there you go, guys. So what's happening in this case, guys? What happened with Silicon Valley Bank, because they have a branch in the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is that they made a lot of purposely bad loans, okay? You guys gotta ask yourself, they made tens of billions of dollars in loans. Where did that money go to, guys? That money had to go somewhere. Don't tell me that money went to the janitor. Don't tell me that money went to, you know, the guy making $100,000 a year, you know, the software developer. Those tens of billions of dollars had to go somewhere. They went to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. You see, you know how the US government gives Iraq, not Iraq, Ukraine, hundreds of billions of dollars in money to fight the big bad Russians? Guys, you think that hundreds of billions of dollars are going toward the Ukrainian people? No, that's money that's being laundered through Ukraine, because Zelensky is a dirty, dirty Jew. So the dirty, dirty Jews are money laundering our taxpayers' money, and they're sending it off to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. Now, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the Zionist state does not prosecute financial crimes. Not only that, they do not allow their citizens to be extradited for financial crimes. You guys heard about the tender swindler? You know, the tender swindler, the guy who scammed women out of a lot of money? Well, guess what? He ran off to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, and he said to America, "Can't touch me, nah." Because again, the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, does not prosecute, nor does it extradite its citizens for financial crimes committed overseas. This is all the proof you guys need to know that the Jews are behind every scam going on in America. I mean, again, they do not prosecute, nor do they extradite their own citizens for foreign financial crimes committed in foreign lands. I mean, again, I can stop the video right now, and we already have all the proof in the world that the Jews are responsible for all these scams, whether it's Enron, whether it's fucking 2008 stock market crash, shit like that. Now, the question you guys gotta be asking yourself is, Amr, if the Jews control the money supply, can't the Jews just print out money, give it to themselves, and leave us goyim alone in peace? No, they can't, and I'm gonna tell you why. Now, as you guys know, we are Jewish on my father's side. Now, my father has 12 brothers and sisters. We have dozens of cousins and second cousins, and most of whom I don't speak with because, well, first of all, you know, most of them are Egypt, but some are here in America. But the problem is, you know, they're dirty Jews. So I'm not a fan of dirty Jews, even though I can be one of them. I'm just not a fan of dirty Jews. This is why I make videos exposing dirty Jews. You see, my cousin, now she's older than me by a couple of decades, and I remember a couple of decades ago, she told me something that I'd never forget, and that is, I don't mind getting harmed as long as you get harmed. Even if I get harmed more than you, as long as you get harmed, that's all that matters. For those of you guys who like to bounce after X amount of minutes in a video, If there's one thing you can take away from this video is that Jews wanna harm you. Even if they themselves get harmed, it's okay. Look at the Holocaust. Who died in the Holocaust? The good Jews. You guys need to understand the Jews who mastermind the Holocaust. Okay, before we even get into that, do you guys know that the first wave of Zionist settlers to go from Germany to the Holy Land, that these Zionists, aka dirty Jews, were on ships commissioned by Hitler himself? Guys, Hitler, like Trump, is in on it, okay? For you guys out there who genuinely think that Hitler was a bad guy and he hated the Jews, no. Hitler, like Trump, was in on it, okay? I mean, look at Trump. You know, what has Trump done for 4 years? USA, USA, that's like his fucking greatest accomplishment. Did he build the wall? No, he didn't. He signed the red flag laws, which are the most anti-Second Amendment laws we ever had. He did warp speed. He locked down the country. So at this point, guys, if you don't see that Trump is in on it, I don't know what to tell you at this point, you know. Maybe go out and take your 27th booster or some dumb shit like that. Point that I'm trying to get to you guys is that the Jews, aka the dirty Jews, the Zionist Jews, they wanted all the Jews to go to Palestine so they can take over Palestine, you know, murder the Palestinians, take over their lands. But you know what? A lot of Jews were like, yeah, nah, we're German, we like it here, we don't want to go over to the Holy Land, you know, it's hot, it has mosquitoes, no, we cool right here where we are. So the Zionists, aka the dirty Jews, were like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna show you. And that's how the Holocaust happened. It was pretty much dirty Jews killing the good Jews who didn't want to get with the program. You know, when 9/11 happened, as you guys know, virtually no Jew died in 9/11, even though they own the towers, even though they're the vast majority of people who work in the Twin Towers, almost no Jews died. And the Jews who did die in the Twin Towers, you know, they didn't get the memo, you know, because they weren't part of the program. So Jews don't mind getting harmed as long as you get harmed. This is what you guys have to put in your mind. The Jews simply wanna harm you, okay? It's not enough for them to print out money, live in luxury. They want you to be harmed. Like I said before, Jews are ugly on the outside for a reason. You know, look at Mark Zuckerberg, or look at George Soros. All the money, all the prestige these dirty Jews have, no girl ever genuinely wanted Mark Zuckerberg or George Soros. So the amount of hate that they have for being incels, they take it out on harming you, the goyim. You see, when Mark Zuckerberg goes to a nightclub or a bar, he sees, you know, all the Chads, even the Kushites, which is a negative term for black people, even they're getting laid and no girl is looking at him. So they get jealous, you know. So that's all there is to it. You know, the reason why Jews want to harm you is that they're jealous of you. You know, they're jealous that, you know, you can get women. You know, they're jealous that, you know, you can live a happy-go lifestyle, okay? They're jealous of that. So if you're jealous of somebody, what do you want to do? You want to sabotage them. You know, you guys remember Frank Grimes in The Simpsons, you know? That guy who just hated, you know, the guy who tried his hardest to succeed, but things don't, like, go his way. And Homer Simpson, on the other hand, is just this big oaf. Everybody loves him. And, you know, against all odds, things go Homer's way, and Frank Grimes is like, here I am trying my absolute best, and yet there's this buffoon, and yet life is just better for him, you know? So it's exactly like that with the Jews when they see Goyim enjoying life, and the Jews are like, well, we can't have what you have. And again, that's God just giving Jews a hard time. You know, God says, if I don't like you, I can make things very, very bad for you. Okay? And that's exactly what God is doing with the Jews. I mean, you guys take me for example, you know, I'm the opposite of a dirty Jew. I can be homeless and I can still enjoy life, or I can live in a place like this and still enjoy life. It does not have any effect on me where I am, how much money I have, simply because God likes me and He wants things to be easy for me. For the dirty Jews, God just doesn't like you and He's gonna make your life a living hell, even though you might, you know, own the world. So the point of this video, guys, is that the Jews took your money, they're going to harm you. A central digital currency will be a thing. Now, the question is, how soon is the government gonna move in on CBDC? Are they genuinely gonna push it April, or they're going to do this part by part, kind of like a fighter, you know, meticulously wearing down another fighter? You know, are they gonna go directly for the punch, or they're just gonna you know, rope-a-dope you? I don't even know what rope-a-dope you is, but whatever, who cares? I don't know anything about fighting. Whatever the case is, CBDC has got to become a thing, because that's the ultimate Jew way to make you enslave, to make you suffer. Imagine going to the food market and, sorry Goy, you had too much steak, you know, time for you to eat fucking bugs. You know, you go to fill up your car, sorry Goy, you drove too much this week, you know, come back next month, you know. So it is the ultimate, you know, CBDC is the ultimate form of control, and there's nothing more that Jews would love than to sit there and see you suffer, you know. Trust and believe, you know. Susan looks at channels like mine and she's like, I'm gonna make this guy suffer. Well, guess what? Joke's on you, bitch. Thanks to Sue. You know, if it wasn't for Susan, there'd be no MGTOW.TV. You know that, guys? So, this is proof that the Jews are always kindling the fire of war. God is always extinguishing it for them. So, see, the thing you guys have to understand about the Jews is that if you stand up to the Jews, you will actually win. In fact, Islam tells us the lies, the deceit of the Jews is a lot like a spider's web. If you look at a spider's web, it's pretty damn intimidating, right? But if you just cut off one corner, the whole thing will come falling down. That's the same thing with the Jews. But yet, you know, nobody ever wants to come out and say the J word because they're afraid Susan is gonna delete their channel. See, you guys need to understand something, man. You cannot placate evil. You cannot turn a blind eye to evil. If you do, God is gonna be like, oh, you're okay with the evil? Well, guess what? Evil, I'm just gonna ramp the evil up more and more and more until it totally consumes you. So what you goyim out there have got to do is that you gotta start calling out the dirty Jews. You gotta come out and publicly say, hey, Jews, we know it's you, okay? I mean, again, there are people out there who wouldn't say the J word because they don't want Susan to like delete their channel, you know? So how sad and pathetic is that on your part as a freaking goy, you know? Do you think I can make a video like this and put it on LoserTube? Hell no. But do I care? Hell to the no. Why? Because I decided to do my own damn thing, you know? See, this is what you guys out there gotta understand, man. Stand up to the Jews. Expose the Jews. Call out the Jews. Simply tell them, hey, dirty Jew, stop being a dirty Jew. That's really all you gotta do, but are you gonna do it? No, you're not. So God will only make things worse for you. So what to do? Because the vast majority of you will never ever stand up to the Jews like I do. So what do you guys do? Get your money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches. Now, I'm not a financial advisor or anything like that, but now would be the time for you to actually take your money, invest it in real estate, or the very least, invest it in real estate overseas, something that you can own. You guys need to understand, not only will the dollar soon be greatly devalued, but at the same time, cash will no longer be a thing. You guys need to understand, man. India did this a couple of years ago, okay? India said these banknotes, this particular banknote that's been in circulation, I don't know, for 5, 10, 50 years, we're no longer going to honor them. So you have to turn in your banknotes so we can give you replacements for it. Now, this pretty much was a shakedown of people who got illicit money and, you know, they didn't pay their taxes or they hid money or they got money from drug deals or whatever. So this was effectively a shakedown of money from people, from Indian people who had rupees and they didn't declare them. Pretty much that was, it was a shakedown. In fact, Egypt did something similar about that same time, saying, hey man, you gotta surrender this type of money. I think it was a 10 Egyptian pound. You gotta surrender 10 Egyptian pound, otherwise that money will be useless, you know, it will not be honored. Eventually, that's gonna happen here in America, you know. What will you guys do when the government comes out and says, yo man, the dollars in your pocket, yeah, they're, we're not gonna honor them. What are you gonna do, The dollars will totally be useless. I'm telling you this, guys, right now. The U.S. government eventually, I don't know how soon the U.S. government can do this, you know. Maybe they're going to do it in April. Maybe they'll do it half a year from now. Eventually, the U.S. government will come out and say, the dollar bills you have in your pocket are null and void unless you exchange them for the digital dollar. That will happen. Let me say that one more time. The time will come. Could be as early as April. Hopefully not. May, you know, give us some time. But the time will come when the U.S. government will say, hey, the dollar bills you have are gonna be worthless unless you exchange them for the digital dollar, you know. They can't do that with gold and silver. How many of you guys have gold and silver, right? You know, they can't do that if you own a car or if you own property or if you own real estate, okay? This is why I'm telling you guys right now, if you are sitting on cash money, you need to invest that money. And don't fucking invest it in fucking doggy coin or crypto. Don't be retarded. Invest it in real estate. And if you can't afford real estate here in America, go afford real estate overseas. Again, I'm not a financial advisor or anything of that sort. I just know what dirty Jews are up to, because if I want to be a dirty Jew, I know what exactly to do. It's like a criminal, okay? You know, Let's say I'm a criminal who can fucking, I don't know, open a door, a locked door, right? I know how to do it if I want to be evil, yeah, but doesn't mean I have to do it, right? So that's the same thing with me. I can be an evil Jew. I simply choose not to. Coincidentally, choosing not to be evil is what free will really is. Free will is you choosing, am I going to be evil or am I going to be a decent human being? That's free will. You don't have the free will to be 6'7". You don't have the free will to get the hot blonde. You don't have the free will to be a multimillionaire, but you do have the free will to be good or evil. So that's really the core difference between me and Mark Zuckerberg, other than the fact that, obviously I'm not that ugly. And by the way, guys, the face maxing in Cancun actually has been working. Even people here in Florida who don't know what I do or anything like that, they're like, Amar, you look different. You look better. What's your secret? I don't tell them I go under the knife and shit like that. I tell you guys that, but I don't tell the average goy what I do, None of their business, They're not on a self-improvement journey like I am. And by the way, guys, I genuinely hate this whole self-improvement bullshit. I'm gonna be making a video about this later on. It's called iteration. There's a difference between iteration and self-improvement, okay? Let me give you a quick example because obviously we're gonna be going way off topic, okay? Let's say you have a head product, right? MGTOW TV as a software is a hit product, okay? We're better than BitChute, we're better than Odyssey. Heck, we might even be better than Rumble, in software wise, shit like that. So iteration is when you have a good product and you just keep working on it, making it better and better and better. Now, self-improvement or improvements is, damn it, self-improvement is when you have a product and maybe that product is shit. Listen, guys, I've had other projects other than MGTOW TV. In fact, I remember this one project I spent 5 years on. I called it proudly Not Made in China. Basically, I wanted it to be a database of products not made in China. I spent 5 years on it. Every day I was improving it, but ultimately it went nowhere. So let's say you're a fucking 5'4" Bangladeshi curry seller named Yogi Obuzino. Seriously, how are you gonna improve? Yeah, you can go to the gym. Yeah, you can get one of those skin lighteners. But ultimately, is self-improvement gonna do you any good when you as a product are a piece of shit to begin with, right? Iteration is when you have a good product and you just decide that every day I'm gonna make it better. So iteration is really not the same as self-improvement because again, if you're Yogi Obs, how much better are you gonna get? Are you gonna get any taller? Nope. So, by the way, guys, let me know if having a database of products not made in China and products that are available on Amazon. So, let's say you wanted to buy a product from Amazon that's not made in China, and if you had a database of products not made in China, linked to Amazon. If that's something you guys are interested in, I still have the software, I still have the code for it, so I can probably, dust it up and put it back on the internet again. So let me know in the comment section. But going back to the point of this video, guys, is that, well, and another thing before I end this video, I already did a video about East Palestine. Guys, you had East Palestine and then you had Silicon Valley Bank, I said this before, okay? What happened in East Palestine is the Jews telling you, we're gonna nuke your cities, you're going to be driven out of your homes, and nobody is gonna care about you. Just like the Palestinians. I mean, do you guys really think that East Palestine, what happened in East Palestine, had nothing to do with the freaking name? Of course it had to do with the freaking name. The Jews are simply grooming you to get into the mindset that, hey, the government ain't gonna help you. Bad shit will happen to you. You'll be driven out of your home and nobody cares, okay? It's the same thing with Silicon Valley Bank. The Jews are simply grooming you to understand that, hey, you're gonna lose your money. And again, how soon are they going to force CBDC on us? You guys need to understand, in a perfect world, we all will say, Big Daddy government, give us CBDC. In a perfect world, we'll be begging for CBDC. Kind of like how people were stupid enough to beg for lockdowns and vaccines. Never underestimate how stupid the average person is. I think it was George Carlin who said, the stupidest person that you know, the average person is actually stupider than that. By the way, guys, on Amazon Prime, I've been watching a lot of George Carlin comedy shows, and he's pretty damn good. Anyways, so, CBDC will eventually be pushed on us. In a perfect world, we will beg the governments for CBDC. So right now, guys, the government is trying to figure out, how do we bring CBDC in? Do we just flat out tell them it's either CBDC or nothing? Or how do we play it so where the people can willingly accept CBDC? Personally, guys, I'm fed up with America, the way this country is going. I'm really fed up with the country. I've been traveling overseas, as you guys know. I'm really sick and tired of this country, man. Damn it. And, you know, to be honest, it's really not the Jews that piss me off, you know. We Jews are gonna do what we Jews are gonna do, you know. We're just evil people who like to harm other people. That's just part of our genetic makeup. Now, good Jews like me, we don't do that, and we expose other Jews who do that. So the problem is not so much the Jews being Jews. The problem is you, the goyim, who are not standing up to the Jews. You know, this is really more of your fault than the fault of the Jew, because the Jew is doing what's in their nature. So you guys have to be like, yo, man, this ain't cool, dirty Jews, you know, but you guys are not doing that. And one last thing to keep in mind is that what the Jews ultimately want is they want us to go from Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. Like Sheikh Imran Hussein said, okay, we went from Pax Britannica to Pax Americana, Pax Americana to Pax Judaica. Okay, for those of you who don't know what Pax means, Pax, I think, is Latin for empire, you know. We went from a British empire to an American empire, and we are now going to a Jewish empire. In fact, I think it was called Pax Romanica or Romania, you know, Pax Romanica for the Roman Empire, you know. So this all started really with fucking Rome 2,000 years ago, you know. So in order for us to get to Pax Judaica, here's what you guys have to know, and I'm going to end the video on this. Ask any Jew out there, who is the Messiah? They will tell you the Messiah is anybody but the son of Mary. That's Jesus, for those of you who don't know any better. Now, if you're Christian, you should have put one and one together and realized that since the Jewish Meshuggah, you know, Meshuggah means crazy. Technically, he's the Moshiach, but I call him the Meshuggah. You Christians out there, if you put one and one together, you should realize that the Jewish Messiah is the Antichrist. For you Muslims out there, that's Dajjal, okay? Why did the Jews not believe that the son of Mary was the Messiah? Because he didn't destroy big, bad, pagan Rome. Flash forward 2,000 years later, who is big, bad, pagan Rome? America. In order for the Jewish Messiah to convince the Jewish people that he is their long-lost awaited Moshiach, America has to be destroyed. That is the end game. In order for the Jewish Messiah to declare to the Jewish people that he is the Messiah, America must be destroyed. That is the ultimate end game. Once you guys realize that in order for the Jewish Messiah to be announced as the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, the only way he can make that announcement is America must be destroyed. Once you wrap your mind around that, everything else will make sense. I told you guys when I dropped my parents off at Miami Airport, I saw a big ass sign on I-95 saying Moshiach is here. The Jewish Messiah, aka the Antichrist, aka the Dajjal, he's here. In order for him to make the announcement that I indeed am the Jewish Messiah, America must be destroyed. Is America gonna be destroyed in a couple of weeks, couple of months, couple of years? All I'm gonna say is, I don't wanna be here when God decides to destroy Western civilization. Now, one last thing about God. God can use dirty people to do his dirty work. For example, when the Mongols effectively destroyed what the Muslims built in 600 years, it was because the Muslims were getting too advanced in worldly pleasures, and this was God's way of ruining the Muslims from getting into worldly pleasures by sending the Mongols. Even though they were barbaric, evil, the Mongols were God's punishment upon the Muslims for living a hedonistic life. Here in America, we live a hedonistic life, okay? So we are long overdue for God's punishment. If God's punishment is gonna come in the form of dirty Jews, so be it. At the end of the day, guys, Western civilization will be punished. You don't want to be here when God decides to Nagasaki Hiroshima us. This is why I tell you guys, go overseas. Go to non-Western countries, okay? Colombia, believe it or not, Colombia is 90%+ self-sufficient in food. As long as a country has food, you will be fine, okay? So that's pretty much my video for you guys. Silicon Valley Bank, like 9/11, like the East Palestine Railroad disaster. It's a false flag operation. They knew what was going on. They knew what was happening. And now that it happened, they're like, oh my God, I can't believe that this happened. You know, how do we make sure Silicon Valley Bank doesn't ever happen again? Oh, we just issue a digital bank currency. That way, we the government, because you know, you can trust the government, kind of like 9/11. Oh my God, how did a guy living in the middle of the desert in Afghanistan who's hooked up to a dialysis machine, how was he able to pull off 9/11? We need more laws. We need to take away more rights. We need the TSA. What the hell did the TSA catch other than fucking peeping at women going through the scanner machines and maybe a couple of colds? What the hell did the TSA ever catch any freaking terrorist in the past 22, 23 years? Hell no, they didn't. But this just goes to show you guys that the government is behind everything. And one last thing, guys, I just watched a documentary right now. I might upload it on MGTOW TV. The CIA was behind LSD. Okay, that's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion. In fact, as far back as the 60s, people in the government knew that the CIA killed Kennedy, okay? The CIA finally admitted they killed Kennedy, even though, oh, it's those crazy tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorists. As far back as the 60s, people who were in the know, they know that the U.S. government killed Kennedy because he didn't like the CIA. By the way, the CIA killed Janis Joplin. They killed Jimi Hendrix, and they also killed John Lennon. Why? Because these guys were becoming anti-war, anti-Vietnam War. In the case of John Lennon, he was becoming too politically involved, so they decided to off these people because they saw them as a threat, since they had a following, okay? So that's all I have for you guys. Also, there's a reason why the search engines, they censor MGTOW and they don't want us to grow. It's because MGTOW is a serious threat to the government. Now, the question is, how the fuck is men going away a serious threat to the U.S. government? It's called men going their own way. You see, the U.S. government, they want guys to get married, knock up women, get on child support. They want guys who work 12, 13 hours in the sun, okay? They want guys to be used as cannon fodder. You know, imagine if every American male fucking went MGTOW and they ended up like me delivering fucking pizza. You know, what good is delivering pizza gonna do for the country, right? It ain't gonna do jack squat. You know, a fucking retarded monkey can do what I can do with DoorDash, right? Imagine if Americans like me were like, you know what, I'm just gonna take my money overseas, you know, go spend $100 on some hot Latina. Well, that $100 that you spent on a hot Latina in fucking Mexico or Colombia, how is the U.S. government gonna get a piece of that, you know? When you pay child support, the U.S. government gets a piece of that. So you guys out there need to understand, man, the U.S. government wants slaves. The U.S. government wants serfs. The U.S. government wants people who will work 12, 13, 14, 15 hours a day, maybe even two jobs a day, so this country can keep on going, you know? MGTOW is pretty much freedom, you know? The government wants you to be enslaved. They don't want you to be free. They don't want you to be like me, you know? If you're free, you're gonna make videos like this. If you're free, you're going to work on MGTOW TV. Do you guys have any idea how many Arab men out there make fucking $15,000, $20,000 a month? Yet they can't do what I can do. They can't fucking hop on a plane. They can't enjoy life. Ahmed, what's going on, bro? I don't know. Why don't you ask the wife, you know? There you go, guys. The U.S. government wants you to be enslaved, and the best way for you to be enslaved is to be enslaved to a woman, okay? This is why we are a threat to the U.S. government. Not because we're violent, not because we're uppity, but simply because we're like, you know what? We're just gonna go our own way, you know? If you go your own way, you have no value to the government. You're not fucking paving the street. You're not putting money into the government's pockets. So what the fuck value do you have if you're going your own way, right? So that's how, this is why MGTOW is so freaking censored. And, you know, the CIA, FBI, they like to hijack movements, you know. Again, the documentary I was watching, you know, the CIA, FBI, they hijack a lot of movements like the Black Panthers, the Wither Underground. Again, you know, do your own research, guys. Like I said, this documentary, I'm gonna hopefully see if it's on YouTube and probably put it up in the next couple of days if it is. But yeah, FBI, CIA, they hijack. Damn it, the FBI, this, come on, mother effer, I know, there we go. The FBI, the CIA, they like to like hijack movements and they assassinate the top people in those movements. But with MGTOW, you know, what are you gonna hijack? Who are you gonna assassinate, right? It's a fucking philosophy. Guys going their own way, you know? So, this is by far the most dangerous philosophy to the government simply because we don't play. As long as you are willing to play, the government can take advantage of you. But the second you say, I'm not playing this game anymore, the government has no power over you. And this is why the government hates MGTOW, you know? This is why we are so censored, because, I mean, realistically speaking, you know, if you go into the, if you sabotage and infiltrate the Black Panthers and you assassinate their top leaders, okay, the Black Panther Party is going to be destroyed, and that's going to be the end of the Black Panther movement or party or organization if you infiltrate them and strategically murder the people in charge of it. But with MGTOW, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, realistically speaking, every guy out there has got to go MGTOW, you know? I don't know if you guys know this or not, but here in small town USA, there used to be a dealership that would used to run ads on TV all the time. And I think it was run by two brothers, and they would always say, you gotta go Arrigo, you know, Arrigo Dodge. That's the name of the dealership. I don't know if they're still around or not. But then again, I don't even watch cable TV. I haven't watched cable TV in decades, but they'd always end their commercial with, you gotta go Arrigo. You know, you young guys out there, you know, you gotta go MGTOW. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.